Yeah. I'm feeling really okay. Just dedicated to OG Percy, my homie. You know, he ain't my homie for real, but I talk to him. He my homie. I'm just saying, I don't know how he feel about it, but I feel like he my homie. And I don't like how certain people be trying to, you know, trip him up and get at him. Namely, Charleston White. Yeah. I ain't trying to hate on Charleston White. Because I know on some level, like I said, I commented on I think it was on Say Cheese or something. I said, I used to be, you know, it used to aggravate me what Charleston White was saying until Young Dolph got killed. I commented on something. I said, when Young Dolph got killed, nothing was more offensive that Charleston White was saying than if somebody just shot that man in front of, disrespected the whole black race, community, the whole light-skinned, brown, whatever, non-white, disrespected the whole community by killing Young Dolph, a rapper who was doing very well in Memphis. Any of y'all who, oh my God, shout out to Project Pat, the chat, 666 Mafia, you know, all them guys, Lil White, yeah, Juicy J, all them guys, Yo Gotti. I don't know if Yo Gotti and Black Youngster had anything to do with that. Yo Gotti said, you know, he tweeted out something talking about, y'all know that Young Dolph had it coming. How? What do you do for that? What do you do? You know what I'm saying? I mean, for Young Dolph to be killed like that is disrespectful to the whole black community. It's like feeding into this narrative that niggas just killing each other. Black on black crime. All black lives don't matter. So, shout out to LeChat. LeChat, you know, I was in rehab. You know what I'm saying? For real. Real talk. I was in rehab. And somebody had a, this was way back in the days when cassette tapes. Some of y'all don't even know about cassette tapes because y'all too young. Way back in the days when cassette tapes were in, cassette tapes was the main way that they distributed music. They didn't even really, CDs might have been in production at the time, but I was too poor to get a CD. I was too poor to get a cassette tape. I went to this rehab and somebody gave me a LeChat cassette tape, Dramatized. I listened to that. Lil Chat. And she came out with Dramatized. Oh my goodness. That first song, Dramatized. These motherfuckers don't know about that about me. But they run their mouth, but this is, they ain't got nothing about me. I run them, so. And then she got to the end of it. She said, She got to the end of it. She said, I'm out there trying to, I'm trying,
to get a meal. I'm out to get it, my nigga, even if I have to kill. So don't play no games, I'll break you, boy. If you ain't trying to get to it, then I'll take it, boy. Yeah, shh, you don't know. See, I'm trying to let you know ain't easy trying to be me. Boy, and then she can't, and then all the rest of them songs, Jack Frost, Omen, what's her brother name, Womack, the Omen, and then she had Hard Hitters, you don't know about the streets. About me, about Robin, mobbing through the street. You don't know shit about me, nigga. Through the street. And then she, oh my God. I was like, and then, you know, so I started, you know, and plus, you know, I was in the streets working at, I think I was working at Wendy's at the time. And I was riding with somebody. And it was playing that the chat Murder, She Spoke. Or something. It was playing the chat, though. The chat was booming. That was in Jackson, Mississippi. The chat was booming, boy. Yeah, and then she said she had all them songs. She said 150,000. I think it was like 150 million. The chat was booming. If she was booming like that in Mississippi, the chat was booming, and she said she ain't get paid. She was mad. She went out and robbed them niggas, man. For real, though. She said she was robbing 666. She didn't say it directly in the open, but she said she was robbing them. She said, yeah, you can pull up. She said they couldn't come to Memphis or nothing. And you know, she back on with them now. Yeah, because the chat, even Country Black said, I think it's only, I think DJ Paul and the chat, the only ones that's still in Memphis, you know. Now, my favorite rapper out of Memphis, out of all of them, is Project Pat. Even over Le Chat. I love Le Chat to death, but Project Pat, he's just too real. You know, when I was a drug dealer that I used to buy dope from, he gave me a Project Pat CD. And I used to think that I was in the movie and that drug dealer was Project Pat, because this nigga was real. That nigga was real, for real. That nigga was real. He gave me some credit one time. It was sitting in front of his house. He told me, you see that? I ain't gonna let you take nothing out of my kid's mouth, out of my mama's mouth. And I was only getting $80 worth of credit. He said, I ain't gonna let you take nothing. He said, you don't pay me back, I'm gonna turn to a monster. Then he said, nah, I'm just playing, man. If you run off with that, you just ran off with it. He had my car, though. He had my car. Yeah, he had my car. That's why me and him were so cool. He had my 2004 Ford Explorer. So, and he was giving me $50 worth of dope every day to use my car. And it was a big old sack of dope. It was a big old sack of dope, for real. It was a big old sack of dope. And, you know, so, I first met him at a crack, you know, a crack house. The guy that, I knew the guy that ran it, I
I knew the guy that owned the crack. I mean, it wasn't really a crack house. It was, though. But but this guy, he was on the corner. And he was legit. So he told me, he said, "Hey, homeboy wanna use your car. He's straight." He told me he was straight. And he was. Every day he came by, every day. He came by and gave me the door. Every day he wasn't no, he was straight business. He was straight business. And every day he came by, gave me $50 worth of dope. And that was what it was.